Riley Green homered and hit the winning RBI double in the ninth inning to help the Detroit Tigers beat the St. Louis Cardinals 5-4 Tuesday night. Cardinals host the Tigers again today in the finale of their three-game series. Andre Pallante gets the start for St. Louis. Hayden Birdsong threw five sharp innings in his first start of the season, and the San Francisco Giants beat the Kansas City Royals 3-2 Tuesday night. Royals play at San Francisco again tonight. Royals will start Daniel Lynch the fourth. NBA playoff Western Conference Finals got underway last night in Oklahoma City, and it was all Thunder as the Thunder beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 114-88. Game two is set for Thursday in Oklahoma City. Game one of the Eastern Conference Finals begins tonight in New York as the New York Knicks play host to the Indiana Pacers. Former Arkansas Razorback standout Boogie Flan, widely considered the top guard in the transfer portal, chose to play for defending national champion Florida on Tuesday. Flan committed to coach Todd Golden following a two-day visit to Gainesville, according to a person familiar with his decision. The person spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity because neither side has announced Flan's decision publicly. The 6'2 guard averaged 13.5 points, 5.1 assists, and 3.2 rebounds with 1.5 steals in 21 games with the Razorbacks last season. College baseball, the ninth-seeded Alabama Crimson Tide used a shutdown pitching performance and handed the University of Missouri a 4-1 setback in the opening round of the Southeastern Conference Baseball Tournament. Arkansas State baseball battled throughout the night against Georgia Southern, but an early 9-run deficit was too much to overcome as they lose 13-8 Tuesday night in the Sun Belt Conference Baseball Championship presented at Troy University inside Riverwalk Stadium. The Missouri State Bears will open Missouri Valley Conference Tournament play today as they go to Illinois State. High school baseball yesterday in the Class 3 District 9 semifinals. It was the Thayer Bobcats with a win over Liberty 2-1. Licking shut out Houston 11-0. Class 1 District 4 quarterfinals, Summersville defeated Chadwick 14-4. In the Class 2 District 2 championship, Van Buren a winner over East Carter 6-0. And in Class 4 District 12 semifinal play, Mountain Grove lost to Logan Rogersville 11-0. Today in the Class 3 District 9 championship at Houston, Thayer will play Licking. The Class 1 District 4 semifinals at Hurley, Summersville plays Dora. Class 1 District 3 quarterfinals, Winona will play Bunker. In high school girls soccer yesterday, the Liberty Lady Eagles beat Fairgrove 2-1. Today they will play Eugene, that game at Fairgrove. The Current River Callers, in conjunction with the Missouri Department of Conservation and the National Wild Turkey Federation, invites teens ages 13 to 17 to an Extreme Jakes shooting event. The event will be held at the Rover Gun Club in Rover, Missouri on Saturday, June 7th from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. The program is free and includes 22 rifle target shooting, trap and clay. Rabbit pre-restoration is required to assure that they have the adequate supplies for the event. To pre-register, text your name and number of attendees you plan to register to the Current River Callers at 417-274-8886, and they'll call back to confirm your registration. Lunch will be served and water provided. Snacks and other beverages can be purchased at the lodge at the gun club. Attendees will also receive a free Extreme Jakes membership and will be entered into a drawing for door prizes. Extreme Jakes is a National Wild Turkey Federation program that provides opportunities for teens. Jakes stands for Juniors Acquiring Knowledge, Ethics, and Sportsmanship, and is dedicated to informing, educating, and involving youth in wildlife conservation and the wise stewardship of our natural resources. That's sports. I'm Mike Robertson for the Ecom Sports Network.